many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to it, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds and breathe into these slain that they might live.' So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army."
This is Andy on Ezekiel 37.
Can these bones live? Can these dry and dusty bones live? Now that was the question that God asked Ezekiel after showing him a vision of a vast valley of dry, dry bones like these, scattered as far as the eye could see. Now, as we travel back with Ezekiel this week to see the vision that he saw, please can I ask you to have your eyes and your ears and your hearts open to see how God is working in this story, as it's precisely how he has worked throughout all of history, how he is working right here and right now, and how he's going to work in the future. So on with the story. You might remember that Ezekiel had been sent to prophesy. Now, that's to speak God's word. And he was going to speak God's word to God's people, that was Israel, who had turned their back on him and who hadn't followed him. And as a result, some of them had been sent out of Israel, kicked out into exile to a place called Babylon. Now that was hundreds and hundreds of miles away. Now, God in his power, by the power of his spirit, took Ezekiel in a vision to the middle of a huge, hot, desolate valley. And as far as the eye could see, this valley was filled with bones, dry, dusty bones, as if a huge army had been killed there and the bodies left there for years and years out there in the hot, burning sun. Now, I'm afraid I've got rubbery skeletons, but they'll have to do. And anyway, Ezekiel, chuck the lot out, Ezekiel was made to walk among these multitude of bones. And I tell you, that wouldn't have been very nice for Ezekiel, because as a priest of God, he wasn't supposed to go anywhere near dead bodies. And these bones were about as dead as you could get. There was no life in them at all. And if we look a little bit further on in the story, in verse 11, we can see that these bones in the vision represent the whole of the people of Israel who'd been sent out into exile, who'd been cut off from God, with all their hope gone. Yeah, so what, Andy, you say? That's them. That's nothing to do with me. But isn't that exact same thing true of people who have yet to put their trust in Jesus? Without his help, we're all cut off from God by our sin. We're spiritually dead. We are as dead as these dry, scattered bones. We may try to find hope in things like buying stuff or having loads of money or entertaining ourselves with a PS4 or PS5, but all these things are fleeting. And ultimately, we know that they won't satisfy and eventually will end up as dead as these bones. Is that you? Are you yet to put your trust in Jesus? Well, can I beg you to carry on listening really, really carefully to this story today? Because there is hope, but it doesn't come from ourselves. Only God can give you life. Perhaps you've already put your trust in Jesus. Well, this passage speaks to you too. I'm very much preaching it to myself. How many times have you said recently, I feel so spiritually dry? I feel spiritually dry. God, you feel so distant. Yet God is the same today, yesterday and forever. He doesn't change. His plans don't change. And Jesus says that he came to give you life, that you may have it to the full, so that God can get all the glory. So again, please keep praying for ears to listen so that God may work afresh in your heart today. Anyway, back to the story. Here Ezekiel is being led to and fro among these dry, dead bodies. And God asks an outrageous question that I mentioned back at the beginning of this talk. He said, can these bones live? Now, I don't know about you, but I love Ezekiel's reply. He's a clever old sausage, and he thinks to himself, yeah, I know that you're God, and I know that you're all powerful, and you can do absolutely anything. So technically, yes, you can make these bones live. But I very much doubt it. They're incredibly dry, and in my experience, scattered, bleached bones like these don't simply spring back to life. So what does Ezekiel end up saying? Sovereign Lord, only you know. So what does God say to Ezekiel next? Now, you may have thought that the first thing he said was pretty outrageous, but this one beats it hands down. He says, Ezekiel, prophesy to the bones. Speak my words to them. Really? Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin, and I will put breath into you and you will come to life. Why? Then you will know that I am the Lord. Now, to his credit, Ezekiel did as he was told. He spoke God's word to these dry bones. And as he was prophesying, There was a rattling noise. And the bones came together, bone on bone. Wait a sec. Hold on. Just going to go and get them. They came together, bone on bone. Na-na! And then the tendons. Now, that's the bits that attach the muscles, get my biology right, to the bone, came on them. And then flesh appeared on them. Just wait a second. I'm going to go and do that. Here we go. Right, what shall I do? It's coming. Then flesh appeared on them. Have we got it? Na-na! And then flesh appeared on them. Then skin started to grow and cover them. Okay, I've got to go and get something with skin now. Just wait a second. Where is it? Oh, yes. Getting out of breath. Na-na! Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think my props are great, but hey, they'll have to do. This is all I've got. Shall we put it there? Does that work? Don't fall off, please. Okay. But there was still a big, fat problem. Okay? And no, it isn't the fact that my illustrations are a tiny bit weird and a little bit odd and disconcerting and very naff. So if that's not the problem, what was the problem then? Well, let me give you a clue, okay? How are you today? You look very nice. I like your hair. She's not responding. Why not? Oh, she's not alive. She's not even breathing. Ah, so that was the problem in Ezekiel's story. There was no breath in them. All the bones in the valley were still just lifeless corpses. Then what does God say next? He says to Ezekiel in verse 9, prophesy to the breath. Speak God's word to the breath. Now, the breath in Hebrew, the Jewish language, is ruach, and it appears actually a huge total of 10 times in this passage. Now, mostly it's just meaning breath or wind, but ruach is also the word used to speak of God the Holy Spirit. So here in verse 9, Ezekiel is told to prophesy to the Holy Spirit. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. So Ezekiel speaks to the Holy Spirit as he is told, and the breath enters them. They come to life. They stand on their feet, a vast army. Now, I'm afraid my wonderful visual effects, you'd be glad to know, don't stretch to a vast army. But I think you kind of get the picture. The Ruach, the Holy Spirit, has just ruached, breathed life into these dead corpses, and they have come alive. But here's the question. Why didn't God simply just do it in one go? Why doesn't he just speak and the dry bones turn into a living army, just like that? Why does God get Ezekiel to speak his word to the bones, then get his Holy Spirit to fill the dead corpses with breath and life? Why the two stages? Well, it's because God's word and the breath of his Spirit always work together in the Bible to bring new life. Now, let me say it again and do it as sort of a sum on the board. So I'll just move these lovely things out of the way. Oh, take that off so we don't have a bit of damage. Let's move this. I think that's off. And get the board. Is that good? Can we see? I think we can see. That is fab. Right, let me say this again. Okay, I like sums. So, God's word works together with the breath of his spirit in the Bible. I'm going to add them together here. God's word and his spirit work together. You see it throughout the Bible. I've put an equals there. Can we see it? God's word plus the breath of his spirit work together to bring new life. If you like equations, there's a great equation for the Bible. Now, you can see this, perhaps you can see this in the creation story, where God speaks things into existence simply by the power of his word and by the power of his spirit working together. You can see it in Ephesians 6:17, where the word of God is called the sword of the spirit. And as you read God's word, the Holy Spirit can work in your heart to give you new life. Now, that shouldn't come as a shock. Just going to move this back. If you can still see it. That shouldn't come as a shock that the word of God and the breath of his spirit work together. And you can't have one without the other. Let's have a think about it. Have you ever tried speaking without breathing? Go on, try it now. Now, that wasn't Zoom going down. You actually can't do it. Our words are carried by our breath. Now, try doing it the other way around. Now, just try breathing without the words and speak to me. Go on. You can try it with me. That's even worse. Can you see? Can you see when God speaks, his word and the breath of his spirit work together to give us new life, just as that happened in Ezekiel's story. So what does this mean for a person perhaps like yourself who has yet to put their trust in Jesus? Well, like I said at the beginning of the talk, without Jesus, we are separated from God by our sin. We are spiritually dead with no hope, facing a right judgment, just like these bones in Ezekiel. But actually, there is hope. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the good news. Jesus came to take the judgment you deserve. He died in your place. He beat death, and you can have new life in him. So call on God's Spirit to come to you and give you that new life now. That's all you can do and all you need to do. Isn't that great? And if you're feeling convicted right now, that's God's Spirit working in you. Why not call out to him in prayer today? And a word to those who've already put their trust in Jesus, in Christ. but are maybe feeling spiritually dry, like these bones in Ezekiel's valley. Remember when you first trusted Christ. Remember when God's Word and His Holy Spirit worked powerfully together to breathe new life into you. Remember it. Thank God for it. And remember that the Word of God is still living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. And that the Holy Spirit, who gave you new life then, still works in you today. The power that rose Jesus from the grave now works in you today, giving you life and life to the full for God's glory. So pray to the Holy Spirit today to help you to see just how high, how long, how wide, and how deep is the love of God for those who are in Christ Jesus. And finally, remember that when Jesus beat death, he beat death, he rose again, he showed that we can look forward to a physical resurrected life in the new heavens and the new earths. And when he returns, we can see him face to face. So hear God's word today and allow his Holy Spirit to breathe on you and bring you new life. Then you will know that God has truly spoken. Then you will know this God we speak of is your Lord and he has done it. Amen.
Thank you, Andy, so very much. Well, I wonder if you will ever be able to look at some bones again and not remember this amazing story of Ezekiel prophesying to the bones and then prophesying to the breath and new life.